One time, J.I. Packer came to our church when we were in Costa Mesa. And he got up and looked out at us and said, "Brothers and sisters." Now, he didn't know us. He only knew one man in the congregation. But here he was, worldwide preacher, teacher, saying to us, "Brothers and sisters." I'll never forget that. What a great moment. And here we are this morning, brothers and sisters. Would you please turn in your Bibles to the book of 1 John? John wrote 5 New Testament writings, the Gospel of John, 3 letters here, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and the book of Revelation. And he is known as one who was close to Christ in communion, fellowship, and love. And he wrote this letter, and the subject of the letter is fellowship with God and with each other. The purpose of his letter is so that others, all of us, might enjoy this delightful fellowship. Would you follow in your Bible as I read verses 1 through 7 of the book of 1 John? "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and live in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk or live in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Now this morning we want to consider the truth in this passage. I have heard the phrase, "get a life," and that's becoming a little more popular these days. I've heard it in the context of where somebody's observing another person who's kind of messing up life and so on, and they say, "Why don't you get a life?" Or a person may be sort of unhappy and struggling, and they say, "I'm going to get a life." And usually they turn to something wrong. Well, this morning I want to say to all of us, get a life. And the only life that will be right and glorious in the year 2000 is life of fellowship with God and with one another. So let's get a life this morning as we consider this truth. First of all, the apostles' personal experience with Christ. And he's speaking of Christ, who he calls the Word of Life. Now, interesting thing here in the Bible, the first word, that is an impersonal pronoun. But he makes it personal when he calls him the Word of Life, and the life was manifested. He is writing about Jesus Christ, who is eternal, who is with God, and he appeared in human flesh. And John says two or three times, we have seen him. We have heard him. We touched him. And that was our experience, the seeing and the touching. And he says, him we declare to you. We're talking about him. We're declaring him. What's he saying? Here is a credible witness. If you are called on the witness stand, you'll be asked, what did you see? What did you hear? What do you know? And we called John on the witness stand this morning, and John is standing here, and we say, John, what did you see? What did you hear? And whom did you touch? And he says, it was him who was from the beginning with the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have fellowship with him. We have communion with him. The same Greek word is translated fellowship and communion. Now John is going to share a desire. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And we write these so that your joy may be full. What a great desire. And we thank John for this desire and for sharing that with us. So this year, let's make it a year of living in fellowship with our God. This year, get a life. And the only life that's going to be fulfilling is this life of fellowship. In fact, this is the purpose of our salvation. God didn't save us, cause us to be born again, and then just leave us with no further word from Him or touch from Him. No, the purpose of our salvation is to live here and have fellowship with Him. And if we're missing that, we're missing the whole purpose of it all. Well, let's take a moment to define fellowship. What are we really talking about? We're talking about relationship, person to person. In fact, I asked several people through the years, describe Christianity in one word. Well, I got all kinds of answers, of course. But I think the correct answer to that question is that Christianity is a relationship. We are brought into a relationship with God by His grace. It's a oneness. It is unity. It's togetherness. It's peace and joy. It's being right with each other so that we can live a life here sensing and believing and knowing we are right with God. We have something in common. It's a mutual life. It's a sharing life. It's understanding that there's no barriers. In Christ, we now have no barriers between God and us. There is no conflict. And our fellowship is up to date. That is, it's fresh and new because the Holy Spirit makes it that way. So John is experiencing this fellowship. and he sees Christ in person. But we understand we can have that same fellowship spiritually, spirit to spirit, God's spirit with ours, experiencing fellowship. It is real. It's happening. It's living in communion. It is not a theory. It's not a philosophy. Not a psychology. It's not a principle. It is a life. It is actual and real, spirit to spirit, realized through Scripture. Experienced by faith. Are you living in fellowship with the Lord? John has a strong desire that we share this fellowship. Now, recently we went through a few weeks talking about a healthy church. And in some practical terms, that comes down to discipleship, which means sharing the gospel with each other. Discipleship is the overflow of fellowship. What we do to influence and help another Christian is simply the overflow of what we're getting in communion with Christ and in His Word. If you want to help your children and young people, it is the overflow of your own fellowship with Christ that influences them. It's real and practical and vital and essential. So basically, if we want to have fellowship with the Lord, we'll have to open our Bibles, because that's the way He communicates with us. And it's a life shared that we talk back to Him in prayer and fellowship. It is enjoying the Lord. It is delighting ourselves in the Lord. So there is that life, living in fellowship. We need now to consider very carefully verses 5 through 7, which is the basis for our fellowship. I don't know of any passages of Scripture from verses 5 through 10 which have been more incorrectly dealt with in the church than this passage. So we want to be careful as we look at this. Here it is again. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and live in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we live in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. This is the basis for our fellowship. And yet I'm afraid that many, many Christians base their fellowship on their own performance and think that when they have been good Christians, they have the right to fellowship with God. And when the performance is rather poor, they're out of it. It's a problem. And I want to declare this morning that the basis for our fellowship is in the cross. It is what Jesus did for us and not what we are doing. And as long as you and I dwell on our own performance, we will live as defeated Christians. Because we can never measure up. Never. We can never, ever deserve that God, who is light and perfect and holy, would have anything to do with us except for the cross. Our fellowship is based on the adequacy of the cross to make us right, which gives us our position before God. Now, our position before God is that we are in the light. God is light. If we say that we are in the light and live in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. We are in the light. It's a position. On the basis of the cross this morning, the believing people are in the light. Now, here are two realms. Here is the realm in the kingdom of darkness, ruled by Satan, lived out in the lives of unbelievers. It's a realm, it's a kingdom. Here is the kingdom of light, with the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all the saints. We're in one realm or another. And being in the light means we have been taken from the kingdom of darkness, transferred and placed and put in the kingdom of light. We are in the light. And the basis for that is the cross, not the way we are living. And I am here to say this morning that we are in the fellowship. And that fellowship with God is a position based on the cross. And what I am saying this morning is in contradiction to the popular teaching of this passage. But I believe this is the truth of the passage. We are in the light. We are in the fellowship, which is a position. We are never out of the light. We are never out of fellowship. And the provision for the ongoing fellowship is verse 7. Memorize that today and live there this year. If we live in the light, and we do, we have fellowship, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, you can't have a better New Year's Day than this. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So I had a bad day yesterday. I didn't behave well. I wasn't a goody Christian. So am I out of fellowship? No. am I no longer in the light? No, I'm in the light. And there's a provision for me that makes me right with God. And that's that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me from all my sin. Now let's just consider for a moment the blood. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Is the power in that liquid substance, which has the right white cells and red cells? No, it isn't that. It's what the blood represents. The spilling of the blood represents his death. If you have no blood, you have no life. The life goes out of the body. It's not a fun sight, really, to see human blood being spilled. When I was about in the eighth grade, three of us were riding into town to see a ball game, and it was about dusk. And one of my friends was hit by a car. And in those days, the handles were on the outside. And the handle hit him in the back of the head. And he was lying there on the street, heart still beating, and with every heartbeat, a shot of blood streaming out of the back of his head. Never forget that. It's an awesome thing to see that blood. He spilled his blood. He gave up his life. The blood speaks of death. The death speaks of sacrifice. He was giving. So the sacrifice is an offering. And that offering was a payment. And the payment was a penalty. And the payment was a punishment that he took in our place. God gave his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. F-O-R, preposition, in our behalf. The other day, Becky and I were talking, and she said, "Dad, you're all excited about prepositions." And I said, and I don't think anybody else is, but here it is. For, Greek word huper, means in behalf, instead of me, going to hell forever. Instead of you being condemned by God in hell forever, he died for you. That's why the blood is powerful. Is this offering, sacrifice, punishment that Christ took adequate to cleanse us from all our sin? Well, God says yes. It is adequate in God's sight. Is it adequate in your sight? Do you want to trust in the Christ, in the cross, or kind of go it alone and sort of dwell on yourself? Or do you want to enjoy fellowship and live with him? So John says, we're seeing something. We're hearing something. And we're touching something. He has a testimony. Do you have a testimony? Is it fresh? Are you saying, I was saved 10 years ago, or can you say this morning, I'm in fellowship with the living God, with the Lord Jesus Christ? Let's be a people this year who will be known as a church in fellowship with God, living with him. If we're missing this, we're missing the whole point of Christianity. This is the provision of God's grace, that he in his holy wonder would have a communion and a fellowship with the likes of us. May God help us today to understand that we have been transferred into the position of fellowship with him, and it's ours to enjoy. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray now that the Holy Spirit of God will grip our hearts with the truth of your word and bring us into living fellowship, the experience of communion with you. In Jesus' name, amen.